understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son? If you can, if you can. Get your lust from the rich man's gold. All that you need now is in your soul. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be else. And you can do this, oh baby, if you try. All that I want from you, my son, is to be satisfied and be a simple kind of man. Be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can. So baby, be a simple, be a simple man. Oh, won't you do, if you can.
It's the CJ 92 Name That Sound contest. Your next chance to name that sound and win is coming up tomorrow morning at 7 with Jesse and JD.
see.
This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
Attention, rockaholics.
It's now time for Jesse and JD's morning announcements.
It was a tragic week on Crowchild Trail.
In case you haven't seen the news story, I mean, it was everywhere yesterday, man. That collision on Wednesday morning on Crowchild that shut down southbound Crowchild right around 50th Ave Southwest. As it turns out, there was not only a fatality, but it was a 16-year-old kid who died, Jesse.
Yeah, man, that's going to rock that community for where that kid went to school for a very long time. And, you know, what a horrific scene to roll up on for the first responders. Just a terrible situation altogether.
Yeah, it sounds like they're still trying to piece together exactly what happened. But, this poor 16-year-old kid driving a Lincoln. Somebody else in another Lincoln seemingly came across a couple of lanes, sideswipe. The kid crashed into a concrete barrier. Car goes up in flames. And the whole thing is just so unbelievably sad, like you alluded to, especially for, I mean, it's a 16-year-old kid. So you think of the family and the friends immediately. You think of the school group. There was a couple of classmates of his who said he was on his way to a doctor's appointment. I don't know if Central Memorial School is one of the schools on spring break this week, but seemingly that's what was going on. And they sent a letter home to, you know, all the students and the staff from Central Memorial, just offering support if anybody needs it. You can understand why they would.
I'm sure a lot of you have probably went to school with somebody who passed away during high school. And what a traumatic experience that is for the entire school. I remember there was a couple kids in my high school that unfortunately passed away. The one kid especially I knew very well. He was a couple years older than me, and I remember it just rocked our entire school from, you know, grade 9 all the way to grade 12. And you'd have all the stuff going on at school in memory of that person, and it lives with you forever. Like when I saw that kid that passed away, that he was 16, I instantly started thinking of the people that we lost in high school and how you just never forget them, and it has a lasting impact on you. And yeah, we hope that everybody is going to be okay, you know, with the friends and the family. What a struggle it's going to be this summer to get through.
Yeah, thoughts with that entire community as they try to unpack that one, man.
A little bit of lighter news here.
Calgary Flames lost last night.
Not ideal.
Not a great game either. The Calgary Flames lost 5-2 to the Dallas Stars. So where does that put us in the wild card hunt? Not ideal. We're a couple spots back now. The Vancouver Canucks have leapfrogged us. They're one ahead, and the St. Louis Blues have the final wild card spot as it stands right now. We still got three games on St. Louis, but they just can't seem to lose, man. They won again yesterday. Vancouver Canucks are 1 point ahead of us. We got a game on them. I think one of the biggest concerns yesterday was not just the 5-2 loss to the Dallas Stars, Connor Zary going down.
Is Rantanen and Zary, and it looks like it's the knee again.
Ref, you suck. Is Mikko Rantanen enemy number one in Alberta right now?
Seems like it. You know, like concusses Stuart Skinner up in Edmonton, and then the next night comes down to Calgary and takes out Connor Zary at the knees. Now, in Rantanen's defense, lost an edge, crashed into Zary from behind.
Yep.
Kind of a freak incident. The tough thing for Zary, like they're alluding to, you know, Kelly Rudy got squeamish on TV, it sounded like, watching this, because it was kind of a gross sequence, the way the knee buckles. It's the same knee that Zary banged up in Anaheim earlier this year in January. So he couldn't put any weight on that leg skating off last night. It seemed like it kind of took the wind out of the Flames a little bit. They were only down 3-2 at that point with 12 minutes still left in the third period, and it seemed like that just kind of ended it. You're hoping for the best. You know those Twitter doctors, right? The guys who like watch sports clips and tell you what they think. There's one with a decent following saying, like, this could be a couple of things. Might be a torn MCL.
Ugh.
Do you mean, like, a bit of time off? Or maybe a torn ACL that would end his season. It could be a high ankle sprain. Could be a fibula fracture. The tough thing is his leg was planted, right? So it just buckled the leg, bro. It's hard to watch.
Well, the Flames are going to have to go on without him at least for a little while. On Saturday's their next game. They're going to be in Edmonton for a little Battle of Alberta. And what we're going to start calling now, must-win games with 11 to go.
Oilers are stinging. They got spanked in Seattle 6-1 last night. Should be a good game tomorrow.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92.
woman you need.
CJ92 rocks. The Trues, July 12th at the Rock and Thunder Music Festival in Edmonton. CJ92 rocks. JD's Weekend Shift. CJ92 rocks.
Attention, rockaholics.
It's now time for Jesse and JD's morning announcements.
It's official. We're having an election.
Yay.
Yay.
We just had so much, like, unity here in Canada after that Four Nations Cup. Felt like we all came together. And here we are about to get divided yet again.
Hopefully we can find some common ground somewhere, somehow. It'll be a brief campaign trail, so that feels like a positive, right? We're not going to have to spend several months with lawn signs ruining all of our green spaces and people arguing amongst themselves inside comment sections. A 37-day campaign trail, which will culminate in the nation voting on April the 28th.
I wonder how many Calgarians go to the hospital around election time for a bad back after drop-kicking a red sign.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. Like, oh, stop the car, honey. Time to give a Jimmy Snuka.
Time to give a Jimmy Snuka.
Big drop kick, yeah.
You know, the most important thing here, I'm not here to tell you who to vote for. I'm just here to tell you you should vote, because otherwise you don't get to bitch and complain, right? That's the only way you're allowed to complain going forward, is if you are involved in the process. If you aren't, then you can't.
Let us know who you're voting for on the text line at 929292. We'll put all of your information out there to the public, and everyone will know as well.
Also, one more thing real quick. Regardless of who you're voting for, please don't fall in love with a politician, right? Some people just take it way too far and are convinced that these politicians love you. Believe me when I say they do not love you, and that's a lot like falling in love with a dancer at the strip club.
Being there.
I know you have.
Rest in peace, George Foreman.
Truly.
George Foreman died at 76 years old. Obviously, a professional boxer. They called him Big George. He won a gold medal for the States in 1968. Two-time heavyweight champion. You might remember him from old footage from the Rumble in the Jungle with Muhammad Ali in the early 70s there. You know, if you're our age, though, JD, I think we remember George Foreman for another reason.
This is my George Foreman feminized grill that seems...
What is it?
It's my George
Terrible Foreman commercials grill. And the George Foreman grill that seemingly everybody had.
He made a lot of money off that thing. And all that money could have been Hulk Hogan's, as the story so famously goes. So in case you don't know, apparently it was a phone call that Hulk Hogan didn't pick up or didn't make, because Hulkster's manager had apparently called him and said, like, hey, I think kitchen appliances are the next big thing. And the Hulkster was like, all right, brother, like, let's get all over that. And so he first pitched to him the Hulkamania meatball maker. And Hulk Hogan was like, slap my name all over that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be in the meatball game.
Hulk's meatballs. That sounds sick.
Didn't take the next phone call after that one. Just slapped his name on the meatball maker and probably made about $4 as a result after the fact. So they called George Foreman up and they were like, hey, Hulk Hogan's going to pass on this grill if you want to put your name on it. And at one point they say George Foreman was making $8 million per month. Off of the George Foreman grill. Not bad.
Just for some terrible acting in the commercials.
Honestly, yeah.
So George Foreman, known as a heavyweight boxer, he's known for the George Foreman grill and getting busy in the bedroom. He is survived by his wife and 11 children. Ugh.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. It's Jesse and JD's weekend shift. CJ 92 rocks.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in.
Sign up for Petro Points and get started with 5 cents a liter in points on your first fill. Offer available to new members only. Visit petro-points.ca for full details.
It's about to get loco. The Cypress Hill Old Canada Best 2025 Canadian Tour hits Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Friday, May 2nd. Blaze one for the nation with Cypress Hill. Tickets at Ticketmaster.ca.
At Cavalcade Auto Acceptance, when they say everyone's approved, they mean it. No maybes, no catches, no excuses, because they get it. Regardless of credit or circumstance, Cavalcade understands a quality, reliable vehicle is what keeps life moving. Apply today using their fast, easy, and confidential online application. Cavalcade is powered by the Wood Automotive Group and has access to hundreds of new and used vehicles at competitive finance rates. So stop waiting and start driving with Cavalcade Auto Acceptance at Deerfoot and Douglasdale or at cavalcadeauto.com.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes. Switch to Bell, Canada's fastest 5G plus network, and save over $1,000 on amazing phones with eligible trade-in. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/spring for details. Bell, getting a new phone just got better.
These women are good people.
Amanda Seyfried stars.
It's our job to protect them.
In the riveting mystery thriller.
You gotta let it go.
I'll let it go when I find her.
Long Bright River, all new. Saturday at 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific on USA Network. Stream on Crave.
Hey, buddy, got lunch plans?
Well, I usually...
Nope. Today you go Mojo Mode at Subway.
Mojo Mode?
Eat bold with Subway's new Mojo sauce on a 6-inch turkey or ham sub for just $4.99.
Okay, but I usually...
Forget that. Mojo's smoky, spicy. $4.99. Today's lunch is not the usual.
Hey, I'm already feeling Mojo!
Only at Subway. At participating stores. Extras, taxes, and delivery additional. Expires April 13th, 2025.
Coming up this season on the Great Canadian Road Trip, drivers in their Toyotas go further than ever, facing everything the Great White North throws their way, fueled by snacks, pit stops, and questionable playlists. But before they embark on this epic journey, a friendly reminder chimes in. It's time for expert service at your local Toyota dealer. One easy stop for oil changes, brake checks, and tire prices that beat competitors by 5%. Book your appointment today. It's going to be a wild ride.
A 19-year-old girl was kidnapped. I'm going to bring her home.
Jason Statham is a working man.
Where's the girl?
Your cop?
You wish I was a cop.
From the director of The Beekeeper.
This is human trafficking.
You do this, you better go full on.
Is that a grenade?
Yep.
You ain't a cop. You're a working man.
That's right. Time to get to work.
A working man. Now playing only in theaters.
We're standing proud together. For Canada.
I'm Colin Mochrie.
I'm Deb McGrath. And we're making serious changes to the way we shop.
Like this tube of toothpaste, made in Canada.
Yeah, made in Canada, but it's not toothpaste.
Really?
It's cheese spread in a tube.
Oh, I'll take two then.
Let's protect Canadian jobs and Canadian business.
Shop as if your country depends on it.
Keep your money in Canada for Canada. Canada.
Do you have leaky and drafty windows and doors? Head to WindowMart. They're the experts that you can trust to keep your home warm and cozy. Visit one of four showrooms across the province. Book your free consultation and estimate today at windowmart.ca.
On April 13th, HBO's biggest series returns, The Last of Us. Don't miss the Emmy-winning HBO original critics call breathtaking.
We finished what we started.
The Last of Us, new season April 13th, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
It's Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. CJ 92 rocks.
Still alive. Oh, I'm still alive.
stream CJ92 on your phone. Just download the free iHeartRadio app. Is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift. Weekend Shift. CJ 92. Jesse and JD's Rock News.
Big news for Linkin Park fans and your kids. Maybe you as well. No judgment. If you play Fortnite, Linkin Park's going to have three songs as of tomorrow in a Fortnite mode. The Emptiness Machine, Faint, and a brand new single called Up From the Bottom. Apparently it's going to be in the Fortnite Festival Rhythm game mode. I tried calling my oldest son, Nixon, who is still sleeping, to explain to me what the hell this means. Because I don't know. But Linkin Park is celebrating the fact that Fortnite is accepting their songs. And Fortnite's pumped to have Linkin Park in the game as well. If you remember, they did this not that long ago with Metallica. Where they had a Metallica concert inside of Fortnite. And I actually saw my kids playing that. Like, their characters could go over to where Metallica was on a stage and watch them play. You could also use Metallica guys, I believe, in the Fortnite game, which seemed pretty cool. I think it's just the songs from Linkin Park that are going to be in this this game. But they're going to be launching a U.S. tour. I wish they'd come to Canada. Mm-hmm. Have you heard any rumors of them coming to Calgary or Canada whatsoever? No. And then that brand new album will be Linkin Park's first one with Emily Armstrong, as well as the first album that they've put out since we lost Chester Bennington back in 2017.
I saw a headline yesterday. They were calling that Up From the Bottom, which I'm assuming, by the way, we'll probably get tomorrow, hey?
Or it'll drop
at midnight, I would assume. If they're going to release it on the video game, obviously, it probably gets a widespread release for us, too. I saw the band saying it's the best song they've ever written. I'm paraphrasing the bit. I don't have the headline in front of me, but all I could think was, like, geez, that's That's ambitious stuff. I mean, like, Linkin Park's got some seismic songs from over the years, right? Like, that's high praise if, in fact, it is true.
So we'll have to see tomorrow. I've yet to even hear that song. Usually we get an advanced copy. We haven't got anything yet.
Elsewhere in rock news, just a couple days away from the last Sum 41 performance ever at the Junos this coming weekend. Yesterday, Derek Whibley and Sum 41 put up this video of him running around his studio in his sock feet singing along to his own songs.
He lost his mind?
That's what I thought. I'm like, what are we doing over here? And then he goes, some people may find this ridiculous, but this is how I train for getting on stage. I sing along to an entire Sum 41 set, trying to never stop moving and singing at the same time. In the mornings, I do a similar thing, but on a stationary bike or a treadmill to start my day off. In the afternoon, I'll sing about 5 songs standing still. And then in the evening, I put on this little concert in my studio with much more intensity. I repeat this daily for weeks. Doesn't matter if it's for a tour or just a short performance at the Junos on Sunday. This is my ritual.
I guess that'd be a good way to not forget any words to any of your songs.
And make sure your cardio's up, right?
And that dude, when we saw him in Calgary, he did not stop moving.
That's the first thing I thought of, actually, was the Calgary performance. It explains a lot. If you want to see the video, you can text Sum 41 to 929292. I think I speak for a lot of rockaholics. Like, that's why we're watching the Junos this weekend. There's usually not a lot for us. This is a great reason to tune in on CTV.
CJ Mornings with Jesse and JD. CJ 92 rocks. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ 92 rocks.
CJAY-FM, Calgary, and iHeartRadio station, CJ92.
Weekend Shift. CJ92 rocks. Jesse and JD's Secret Wish, powered by the CJ92 Kids Fund.
We always tell you we can't do this without you on a couple of different levels. Not only your support of the CJ Kids Fund, like you've supported it for well over a decade, but in addition to that, we can't do this without you telling us the stories about people in the community.
Yeah, so please, if you have a nomination for somebody here in our city that could use a helping hand, we would love to hear that story, and you can do that by going to cj92.com and just filling out our Secret Wish form. It's very quick. Just tell us as much information as you can about the situation, and hopefully us, on behalf of our Rockaholics, can come help.
Just a quick, for instance, an email we got from Rockaholic Sarah this week.
Yeah, and this is a really tough one. Rockaholic Sarah says that her friend Nicole just lost her life partner, and her daughters Willow, who is 7, and Spring, who is 20, just lost their stepfather Greg on March 12th to suicide. Nicole is completely destroyed by Greg's death, and she unfortunately was the one who found Greg after his suicide and was tasked with trying to save him. Unfortunately, it was too late.
Yeah, incredibly traumatic stuff for them. And you know, for work, she and Greg ran a subcontracting drywall taping business together, and he worked another job on top of that to cover their monthly living expenses. So, you know, she's not sure how she's going to make rent and necessities without him. It's so important that she and the girls take some time to grieve Greg together, but as it stands, it sounded like she was going to try to go back to work this week, just 5 days after it happened. So, Sarah just asked if we could find it in our hearts to accept this nomination for Nicole and her daughters, and we absolutely can, right?
So we'll make a phone call right now.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Is Nikki there, please?
Speaking.
Hi, Nikki. It's Jesse and JD calling from CJ92 here in Calgary.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
We've heard a lot about you and your family from your friends here in Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to call you and see how things are going right now.
Well, it's tough, but it's going, I suppose. But you know, keep working every day.
Your friend Sarah sent us a really kind email about you, you know, just talking about what an amazing mom you are and what a difficult time you've been going through lately. So, you know, we first off just wanted to extend our condolences, but in partnership with that, you know, we also wanted to extend an offer from our CJ92 Kids Fund and our CJ Rockaholics over here.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about your daughter? Her name's Willow, right?
Willow, yeah.
Yeah.
Willow's 7.
How's she doing?
She's good. She's on Easter break right now. She's a little trooper. You know, she's a good kid. She has really good grades. Yeah, she's amazing.
We have $2,500 that we'd like to give to you from our CJ Kids Fund, just to get you guys back on your feet and, you know, kind of share your story and let everybody know what you guys have been going through. We understand that your bills are piling up now. You got rent that's going to be due. And we thought on behalf of our Rockaholics, we could help out just a little bit, okay?
That'd be amazing. That would be really amazing. Yeah, it's been hard. It's been very hard.
Well, if you could just you know, give the kids a hug for us, and you can use that money however you want, like Jesse alluded to, if that's bills or if you just want to show the kids some love, whatever that looks like, we'll leave you to it. We won't crowd you, but we really just wanted you to know that the city's behind you, this community is behind you, and if you need anything else, just don't be shy about asking for it.
Oh, wow, thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever done.
Well, do us a favor. Make sure you spend a little bit of money on Willow on our behalf as well, okay?
I definitely will. Okay. I definitely will. She's such a good kid. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You can nominate a Calgary family for this kind of help and support at CJ92.com. Thank you for supporting the CJ92 Kids Fund. This is Jesse and JD's Weekend Shift.
Weekend Shift.
CJ92 rocks.
This is Calgary Connected.
See Clutch at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Sunday, August 10th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca. Celebrate pop-punk icon Sum 41 with a new exhibition at Studio Bell, home of National Music Center. Explore Sum 41's lasting impact on rock history. Tickets at StudioBell.ca. See Cypress Hill at Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Friday, May 2nd. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.ca.
Now you're connected.
And you're all set. Enjoy your new phone on Bell.
Thanks. Whoa, what is happening? What is this feeling?
Are you feeling giddy and bouncing with energy?
Yes.
Yeah, I like to call that new phone vibes. It's that time of year at Bell.
It's so good.
Get in on those new phone vibes.
Secret ingredient.
A secret ingredient.
It's a little sweet, born in the cold, cradled by spring.
Gotcha. It's maple.
Oh, yes, but let me finish. It's made
with 100% Canadian maple syrup?
Right again. It's a brand new smoky maple sauce featured in...
Oh, some new McD's breakfast sandwiches.
And you can try it
before 11 a.m. only.
Wow, you're good at this.
I know what I like. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada.
Now at Joe Fresh. Save 25% on family rain gear until April 2nd. Stock up now to stay dry this spring. Plus, discover your spring essentials with a collection of new women's tops for $25 or less. Shop now. Don't miss out. Exclusions apply. See in store or joefresh.com for details.
Introducing the Virgin Plus Value Menu.
dig in to some piping hot phone plans. Ooh, starting from $34 per month. Enjoy delicious discounts on food, fashion, and more with member benefits. Supersize your data and savor delectable content. Indulge in lots of data starting from $34 per month when you bring your own phone at Virgin Plus. Valley Meal is not a real thing, just a fun way to promote this offer, obviously. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
We're here to protect people.
Officer John Nolan has proven he can keep up with the young cops and the criminals.
Try and stop me.
Nathan Fillion stars in The Rookie.
Let's get this done.
New episode Tuesday at 9, 10 Mountain. Stream next day on Crave.
Hey, bro. How's the master mechanic work going?
You know, fantastic. Just swapping out these control arms, fresh bushings. Nice and easy. That was probably nothing.
Right. Why don't you give Banno a call?
Banno Auto Repair?
That's right. From brakes and suspension to diagnostic and inspections, Banno Auto Repair has the tools and the pros to get the job done right on most makes and models.
So when it's time to repair or ready your ride,
think Banno.
For all your auto repair needs.
Supporting Canadian businesses has never been more important. That's why Canada Post is committed to making it easier to ship Canadian with our best rates ever. Right now, your business will save up to 70% on expedited shipping and returns. Plus, as a Calgary-based business, you can access rates as low as $350 for lightweight local packages. It's time to shop Canadian, ship Canadian. Learn more about our best rates at canadapost.ca/shipcanadian.
Thank you. Your support is incredible. Calgary Health Foundation Foothills Hospital Home Lottery is over 90% sold. It's more than just a ticket. It's your chance to win big. A $3.3 million grand prize show home built by Bay West Homes in Harmony with $100,000. And really cash in with the all-new $300,000 cash calendar add-on. And the 50-50 is getting huge. Hurry, tickets are over 90% sold. Buy now at foothillshospitalhomelottery.com.
Get ready for April showers at the Outdoor Adventure Sale, all now at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Step out without getting rained out with the new Women's Ascend Merrimack Jacket and Pants or the Men's Bass Pro Shops Cascade Rain Jacket. You'll save 25% on each. And get ready for puddle jumping or outdoor chores with a huge selection of rubber boots for the whole family. Embrace the spring weather with these deals and more at the Outdoor Adventure Sale, all now at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
Here we go, boys.
The Trades, the Crave number one Canadian series of 2024, is back with an all-new season.
You have my attention?
Critics agree. The Trades is a love letter to Canada's blue-collar workers.
Double overtime for the boys!
A warm-hearted throwback that assembles a who's who of hoserdom.
Cheers to that.
With a stacked Canadian cast, audiences are going to see it and love it.
Fire it up!
The Trades, new season, stream now, only on Crave. Subscribe now at crave.ca.
What's hotter than Wendy's spicy chicken sandwich? Getting one for just $4.99. Did we mention it's also made with Canadian chicken? Get in on this hot deal before April 6th. Available at participating Wendy's for a limited time.
Have you called Family Braces yet?
Making that call can literally change your life.
Imagine smiling all the time.
You'll want to show it off.
Braces and Invisalign from $149 a month.
Thinking of an orthodontist?
Think of Family Braces. Free consultation today. Familybraces.ca.
New rock. New. Now.
Tragically hip. Wait so long.
CJ 92 rocks.
Just to stand. She walked me down to the end of the road and she laughed till she cried as she turned to go. She said, I think of you and you feel it and you know I'm about to say. Why you wanna wait so long? a dusty old picture of you. I don't know how long I've been shouldering my headstone. One more pill and I'll be coming on home. I can feel you down in the marrow of my bones. And the boat you say, if it's